Well, good evening to you. Just gone 5 minutes after six. It's Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and it's really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. Just gone 5 minutes after six on Financial Matters tonight. We're going to start things off by looking at some news out of the markets. We've then got our money management tip. We've got Coach's Corner. We've got Financial Freedom. We're starting a brand new series tonight all about God's blueprint to help you build and manage your money a bit better. We've also got a life tip coming up on CCFM. Good evening to you. Don't forget, if you want a copy of tonight's notes, you're welcome to WhatsApp me 061 798 1075.
Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You are listening to CCFM 107.5.
Changing lives for good.
Okay, well, you are tuned in to Financial Matters in our brand new slot, Tuesday evenings. Good evening to you. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit, and we want to see you do it above all God's way. So to kick things off tonight, we get to go and have a look at some market news.
Market news.
Okay, just a quick overview. The markets for the day, 0.5% down. The All Share Index over the last year, -7.5%. On the flip side, bonds and cash have been at about 8%. Just a little bit of other news out of the markets, and this is quite scary. One in three South Africans are behind on their home loan payments. Another one in every two people living in South Africa say they are financially stressed out, according to the latest survey done by Old Mutual, and one in two feel that they don't have enough money available to cover emergencies or unplanned expenses. Many people battling to make ends meet, and just to kick things off and make it even worse, today we hear that the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, they announced that the petrol price will be going up by 1.21 rand, and this is obviously going to put some extra pressure on our inflation. Currently, CPI inflation at 5.3%, and some good news, after a bit of a torrid time on the rand has come back, made up a little bit of lost ground. Currently, the rand sitting at 18.96 against the dollar. It's 20.60 against the euro, and the rand currently at 24.12 against the pound. South Africa's business and consumer confidence remains low, and obviously high unemployment, a whole lot of geopolitical events also not doing us any good. But at the end of the day, I want to encourage you, investing is over the long term. Stick to your long-term plan. The future, I promise you, will look a little bit brighter. According to many economists, they expect the markets to come back strongly over the next 5 years. So hang on in there, and don't forget, investing is for the long term. You tuned in to CCFM. Good evening to you. Just gone 9 minutes after the hour of six. Coming up shortly is our money management tip. Tonight, I want to talk to you about income, spending and saving, and then a little later we're going to look at Coach's Corner. We've also got our brand new Financial Freedom series. I'm looking forward to looking at that. When I look at so many people battling to make ends meet, I think it's vital that we manage our money well and that we follow God's blueprint on how we can manage our money a little bit better. So, you tuned in to CCFM. Don't forget, if you want a copy of tonight's notes, you're welcome to WhatsApp me, the WhatsApp line 061 798 1075. What we're going to do now, we're going to go straight into our money management principle. That's coming up shortly on Financial Matters.
The money management principle.
Okay, let's get straight into the money management principle for this evening. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the importance of income, spending, and saving. And I know that it's difficult to make ends meet when cash flow is tight. But what I really want to do tonight is I want to encourage you to seriously look at your income. You see, your income is the basis of your money management. And only once you have income can you start to either spend your money or save your money. And so let me ask it to you plain and simple. What are you doing with the income that you receive? When it comes to spending, are you managing your money responsibly? And I really want to encourage you, obviously, when it comes to your income that you earn, you need to cover the essentials, the basic costs, the home costs, the food, the travel, and so forth. But I want to ask you tonight, what are you doing with the balance of your money? How are you spending the rest of your income? And if you want to build towards financial freedom, I really think it's important that you set up a process and that you manage your money effectively. I want to encourage you, before you waste money on unnecessary expenses, make certain that you save part of your income. It's vital that you build up a contingency fund, that you've got money available for those extras and those things that often arise completely out of the blue. When you build up savings, you know what's going to happen? You are going to build peace of mind. It's going to help you stay out of debt. You're going to have your own fund available, a reserve for times when you need extra money. I also want to encourage you, when you look at your income that you earn, if you limit your spending and try to put some more into savings, you can build up your wealth portfolio. And I need to stress it, if you don't build savings into your budget, if you don't make it a priority, you know what's going to happen? Nothing. You're not going to save. And so when it comes to your income, I want to encourage you, don't blow it all on living. Make certain that you cover the basics, but also ensure that you save. In other words, when it comes to your income, spend carefully. Invest regularly. And so I want to give you just a quick principle out of the Word of God when it comes to your income, your spending, and your saving. Number one, Proverbs 6 or Proverbs 10 says, "The earnings of the godly enhance their lives." Are you letting your earnings enhance your life? The Bible says the earnings of the godly enhance their lives, but it says evil people just squander their money. So I want to really encourage you today, make certain that the earnings, the income you earn, enhances your life. The Bible also says the wise man is cautious and avoids danger. So be careful how you spend your money. I really want to encourage you, manage your money well, and don't forget God. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the best part of everything you produce. Then your barns will be filled with grain, and your vats will brim over with new wine. The Bible also says about saving, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. So a money management tip for this evening is very simple. Look after your income. Spend responsibly and save so you build up money for your short-term needs and your long-term goals and dreams. So watch your money management carefully. Now, if you want a copy of the notes, you are welcome to get hold of us tonight.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
Well, I can tell you that is exactly what we want to see you do. We want to see you build towards financial freedom. Up next on Financial Matters, we're going to go into Coach's Corner, and we've also got the financial freedom tip. I want to show you in part one how you can build.
You are listening to CCFM 107.5.
Changing lives for good.
Okay, you tuned into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and really good to be able to share this Thursday evening with you in our brand new slot, Tuesday Evenings. And I want to just encourage you, if you're battling to make ends meet financially, don't let go of God. He wants to do life with you. He wants to walk the journey of life with you. Remember, it's all about Him. He wants you to live on purpose and with purpose. And I pray tonight that God will just give you a dream and a vision for your future. And just to give you a quick note that on Financial Freedom, our tip tonight, we start a brand new series all about God's blueprint to help you build wealth and manage your money well. We're going to get into that shortly. But before we get into that, we've got Coach's Corner. And basically on Coach's Corner tonight, I want to just briefly talk to you about the need to have life and disability cover in place. Now, in the coming weeks, we're going to invite experts into studio to chat through financial products as well as processes with the aim of helping you to grow your financial understanding. And our guests will hopefully, with their expertise, inspire you and help you just to manage your money a little bit better and to also increase your financial education. So tonight, I don't have a guest in studio, but I want to talk to you about the importance of having adequate risk protection in place. It's vital.
Coach's Corner. Grow okay. Your financial understanding.
So let's get straight into financial, the Coach's Corner tonight. Before I do that, just a quick note. If you want a copy of tonight's notes, and that incorporates our life tip, it includes our financial freedom tip about God's blueprint to build wealth. If you want that, you are welcome to WhatsApp me. But if you WhatsApp me, please, if you want the notes, we need your email address. So the WhatsApp line is 061-798-1075. That's 061-798-1075. But if you do WhatsApp me and you want the notes, please do me a favor. Please include your email address. Otherwise, we cannot send the notes through to you. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. You tuned into CCFM's Financial Matters. Let's get straight into Coach's Corner. Now, an area of financial planning that many don't consider is protection in the event of death or disability or sickness. And just briefly, I want to highlight the importance of risk protection to you. And to give you a quick example of that, I want to tell you two quick stories. One is about two friends. Let's call them Peter and Paul. They're both married. They've got two children. They both run their own businesses and they are the main breadwinners. Now, what happened was that Peter got sick and he couldn't work for 6 months. And guess what? At the very same time that Peter couldn't work because of his sickness, Paul had an accident, and for a six-month period, he was unable to work. And you know what happened? When Peter couldn't work, immediately his income stopped. If you run your own business and you don't put in the work in, often the income stops. He had bills to pay and he could not pay the bills, and he racked up a lot of debt and he put his family under serious financial strain. His friend Paul, who was also booked off with temporary disability for that six-month period, he had disability income protection insurance in place. The difference was he had income coming through, an insurance that protected his income while he couldn't work, and therefore his family were able to cover their monthly expenses. Give you another story that I need to tell you about Bob and Barry. Now, once again, Bob and Barry were both family men. They both had children. They had a home with a bond, and they were also earning an income that put food on the table for their family. And here's the tragedy. Both Bob and Barry ended up dying in an accident. And it was tragic. It was traumatic enough. But you know what happened to Bob's family? They were left in serious financial trouble. It was a horror story. The family ended up losing their home because they couldn't pay the bond. There was no income coming through. And you know what's worse? He had a bit of debt and he couldn't settle the debt. You see, Bob had no life cover in place and his family was basically left in trouble. But on the other side, you had Barry. He had sufficient life insurance in place. He had enough life insurance to settle the bond, to put some contingency monies in his wife's hands. There was enough money to cover the death taxes and to provide an income for the family. And the reason I want to share this story with you is that Barry's family was able to survive a very difficult and traumatic time because he had enough risk cover in place to maintain the family standard of living. And so if we just look at the difference between Barry and Bob, although both families faced a really horrible traumatic experience, Barry's family was left financially secure while Bob's family was left destitute. And you know what the reason for it was? One had adequate risk protection in place. And so I really want to ask you tonight, do you have enough cover in place to protect your loved ones, to protect your family? Just to give you an example, in 1 Timothy 5:8, I don't like this scripture verse, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. It says this, it says, anyone who does not provide for their own relatives, especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. There's an important principle here that you and I, as stewards of our home, we've got an important responsibility to look after our family. And let me just try to sum it up here tonight in Coach's Corner tonight. If you look at the latest statistics in South Africa, most South African earners, according to the latest stats, are underinsured for death and disability. The latest stats show that only 41% of the insurance need is currently met by actual cover. And what this means is that most South African households are ill prepared for major financial loss if something happened due to death or disability. And that's why it's important. If you want your family to be able to continue to survive and to carry on with their current standard of living, it's important that you have enough life and disability cover in place. The Bible also says when it comes to these sort of things, the prudent see danger, King Solomon said, and take refuge, but the simple just go on and pay the penalty. I want to ask you a couple of questions tonight. When it comes to your family's protection, if something happened to you, if you were disabled or unable to work, or in the event of your death, would your family be able to survive financially? Will your debts be settled? Will your family have enough income to cover living expenses? You see, the truth is, I've heard so many tragic stories over the years where people don't have enough protection and adequate provision in place to protect their family and themselves in the event of sickness, disability, or death. Many don't have adequate provision. Adequate protection. So here's my advice. I really want to encourage you as we wrap up Coach's Corner tonight. Next week, we'll have a guest in studio and hopefully they'll be able to impart some great financial wisdom when it comes to your saving and investing. But here's my takeaway point for you tonight. I want to ask you to seriously review your financial protection and make certain that you've got enough risk protection in place to protect your family and your loved ones if something happens to you. I would really encourage you, get a meeting set with a financial advisor. There are lots of good financial planners in Cape Town. What will a financial planner do? They will review your current situation. They will be able to have a look and see, have you got an adequate cover in place to protect you? They can do a proper comprehensive financial planning analysis, taking your debts and your income needs and so forth into account, and they can help you put the right risk protection products in place to protect your family. And at the same time, that financial planner should be able to help you with your retirement planning, help you build up your savings and investments. So at the bottom line, what you should be able to see is have a financial freedom process so you can build to financial freedom, but also ensure you've got the right protections in place along the journey.
Jesus finds you.
Just hold on and I'll find you.
Where you are. CCFM.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Make me feel good.
107.5.
Changing lives for good.
Okay, just gone 26 minutes after 6. You tuned in to Financial Matters, our Tuesday edition of Financial Matters. It's good to be able to share this Thursday evening with you. Tonight on Coach's Corner, we looked at the importance of having risk protection in place. Do you have enough cover in place? My friend, make certain that you've got the right protections in place to protect your family. And I would strongly urge you, if you don't have the cover in place, or if you're not certain that you've got enough, if you're one of those 41 in every 100 people who don't have enough cover in place, get some advice on how best to construct your portfolio. By the way, there's one thing more important than your life cover and your disability cover, and that is your relationship with God. I remember Reinhard Bonnke saying something like this. He said, people take out fire insurance to protect their assets in the event of a fire. And then he asked this, do you have insurance in place to protect you from the fires of hell? That's what Reinhard Bonnke asked the people the one day. He went on and he said, only the blood of Jesus can give you that protection. I want to ask you tonight, do you have the right insurance in place? Is your relationship with God right? You see, one day we'll all die. And yes, we need to provide for our family. But more importantly is your eternity. If it's not secure, get your life right with God. James 4:14 says, we do not know what will happen tomorrow. For life is like a morning mist or a morning fog. We're here for a while and then we're gone. I want to encourage you. More important than your money management is your eternity and your relationship with God. I really want to encourage you. If you're not in a relationship with God, get your life right with God. Maybe you used to have a walk with God and you've let go of God. Maybe you've never had a relationship with God. Maybe during this last week or two, you've had a tugging on your heart and you know you need to get your life right with God. I really want to tell you, God is interested in every area of your life, and that includes your money management. It's not just about a Sunday thing. God wants a day-by-day walk with you. And that walk continues from here right into eternity. So my friend, if you're not in a relationship with God, I want to encourage you, get your life right with God. And if that's you tonight and you say, Clinton, I'm not in a relationship with God, call on him tonight. Confess your problems, your sins, give him your burdens. Ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. He paid the full price for you 2,000 years ago so that you can have a relationship with him. My friend, if you've made a decision, you want to make that decision to get your life right with God tonight, do me a favor. Just WhatsApp me your name together with your email address. And if you've made a decision tonight for the first time to say, you know what, Clinton, I know I need to call on Jesus. Do me a favor, drop me your name, your email address with the letter A as a gift from us at CCFM. We'd count it an absolute honor to send you an incredible book to show you how you can get into a relationship with God, how you can start a walk with God tonight that goes right on into eternity. Maybe you've fallen away, drifted from God. My friend, don't mess with God. Get your eternity right. Life on earth is fragile. You are made to live for eternity. And even during the craziness of life, you don't have to face it alone. If you make that decision tonight, you know you need to get back on track with God. Drop me an email, your name, email address, put the letter B in there. I want to send you an incredible pack to help you get back on track with God. And if you say, you know what, Clinton, I'm drawing a line in the sand going forward. I want to get my life right with God right where you are. Get your walk right with God. If that's you, you can just say, dear Lord Jesus, I need you. I know I'm lost. I know I've sinned. I ask you to forgive me. I thank you that you died for me so that I can be set free. I invite you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. I want to follow you. Lord, please be my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you've prayed that prayer, please let us know. If you've done it for the first time, WhatsApp me your name, email address, the letter A. If you've made a decision to come back to God, to restart your walk with God, your name, email address, and the letter B. And if you've made that decision just for assurance, please include your name, email address, and the letter C. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. I'm telling you, God desires an intimate walk with you. He's able to keep you from falling, and he's got a plan and a purpose for your life. You're tuned in to Financial Matters. When we get back, I want to play a song. It's Matthew West with a song called Do Something. Right after that, we get into our financial freedom tip for this evening. And here's a quick one. If you want a copy of the notes, just drop me a quick WhatsApp, your name, your email address. And when you do that, please don't forget your email address. Just say, I want the notes. We'll ensure that tonight's notes, the life tip, the money management principle, the financial freedom blueprint to help you build towards financial freedom is sent to you a little later this week. WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075.
Financial Matters with Clinton Varner on CCFM.
To do something good, put God first in your life. Trust him. He's able to help you. You tuned into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and it's really good to be able to share this Thursday or Tuesday evening with you. Sorry, I'm so used to being on Thursdays, but it's great to be with you on a Tuesday. I hope your Tuesday don't feel like a Thursday tonight. It's 36 minutes after 6 and it's time for our brand new financial freedom segment. I want to tell you, it's all about God's blueprint to help you build wealth and manage your money God's way. What we want to do during this series is share some biblical principles and cutting-edge money management wisdom to help you manage your money well while pleasing God. And so today we want to give you an overview of what we're going to look at during this series. And I've got two take-home points for you this evening. I know we are living in crazy times, and I'm going to share a couple of crazy stats with you, showing you how so many people are battling to make ends meet. And I want to tell you that if you put God first in your life and you put a bit of practical insight and processes in your life, you can turn your financial affairs around for the good. So tonight, I want to talk to you part one in our financial freedom series, God's Blueprints to Build Wealth and Manage Your Money Well. Tonight, I want to talk to you about financial woes that we face, and I want to encourage you to ask God to help, and I want to encourage you to choose to make a positive change in the way you manage your money. If you want a copy of tonight's notes, please do me a favor, drop me a quick email, just your name and your email address. We'll ensure that we give you a copy of part one of our financial freedom series, which we're going to get into in a sec.
Burdens exchanged. Burdens exchanged. Life reframed. CCFM 107.5,
changing lives for good.
The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
CCFM 107.5,
changing lives for good.
Okay, so let's get into our financial freedom series. I want to share with you a couple of biblical principles and cutting-edge money management wisdom to help you honor God with your money, to build wealth. I want to show you over this series how you can shrink debt and how you can build towards financial freedom. Now, there are two main verses that I want to base this series off. And the first one comes out of Deuteronomy 8:18, and this is what it says. It says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you and I the ability to produce or generate wealth." Another scripture that's important when it comes to financial freedom and planning ahead, God's word says this in Proverbs 21 verse 5. It says, "Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity." The Bible goes on and says, "But hasty shortcuts lead to poverty." So I really want to encourage you, if you get a good plan in place and you put a bit of discipline into your money management, I'm telling you, with God at your side, you can turn your financial affairs around. Now, in my daily dealings in the financial planning sector, I deal with people and money quite often. And over and above that, I also write a blog for betteryouliving.com. And also, over the last 30 years, I've been involved at CCFM presenting a radio station program all about finances. And what I want to really encourage you is this. I see so many people that are battling to make ends meet. So many people living above their means. I get so many emails of people that are stressed out financially, debt-ridden. So many people trying so hard to survive, feeling disillusioned, many just going through the motions. And it's this vicious cycle of defeat that spurred me on to want to do a series about financial freedom. How with God's principles and putting Him first, you can get out of debt and build towards a more financially free future with God's way. And so what we're going to do during this season is look at a couple of biblical principles and cutting-edge money management wisdom out of the Word of God to help you build your finances on the right foundation. Now, debt is a huge problem for most people. Debt also keeps people in bondage. The Bible says the rich rule over the poor. The borrower is a slave to the lender. Now, high debt, what does it do? It makes your cash flow erode. What does it do? I've never seen a person who's got huge debt being chilled out and happy. Debt often leads to hurt, leads to pain and stress. I've seen so many marriages fall apart because of tough financial conditions. And this, in turn, leads to so many other problems. And it also stops people from ever building towards financial freedom. And so I want to tell you tonight that you can turn things around. And that's what the whole aim of this series is to help you not only honor God, but help you get your finances on the right track. Now, what's gone on the last couple of years? We've had a huge pandemic that's caused havoc. We see unemployment at 32%. We see wars around the world, so much volatility in markets, many are left anxious. And then to add to this, you've got this high global inflation that's caused the cost of living to skyrocket. And it leaves many feeling exasperated. Look at a bond repayment. If you've got a 2 million rand bond, you're paying 6,200 rand more per month on that debt repayment. It is expensive to live in the current world. And so many people are battling to make ends meet. And it can leave you feeling completely cash-strapped and stressed out. And that's the aim of what we want to deal with during this Financial Freedom series. I want to share just a couple of stats that came out of Old Mutual's latest key research finding when it came to their savings and investment monitor. And listen to these stats, they are scary. 54% of people have had to dip into their savings over the last season just to make ends meet. One in two people in South Africa are stressed out financially. That's not my words. That's what the key research findings were for the year that just ended, 2023. One in three people are behind on their home loan payments. One in three people are using debt to pay off other debt. And it just gets worse. 43% have borrowed money from family and friends in the last year just to make ends meet. And we look at unemployment at record highs. We also see that 34% of working South Africans have taken out a personal loan in the last year just to get by. Let me share a couple of newspaper articles that I found. Daily Maverick, it says financial strain has put consumers on the fast track to debt central. The Citizen newspaper says this: South Africans are very poor at saving money, and it says even high income earners are struggling to repay their debt. In the Business Day late last year, it said this: consumers are taking out more loans to cover inflation related costs. BizTech says the middle class South Africans are digging a deep hole with debt. Eyewitness News said this: 3 out of 4 South Africans are financially stressed out. And there's the stat: most South Africans are spending 75% of their take-home pay to pay on debt. It leaves the average South African with a quarter of their salary to cover the rest. And you know, these stats are the same wherever you go throughout the world. CNN said that America's debt is at record highs. Consumer borrowing is at record highs. Savings are shrinking, and rising debt is leaving many on a shaky foundation. And so that is the reason why we want to look at this series all about financial freedom and building towards financial freedom. I really want to just encourage you to, if you're facing a difficult time, don't face it alone. Many are battling financially, but you don't have to do it alone. Your outlook tonight might be pessimistic. You might have lost hope. You might have lost vision in your future. You might have stopped dreaming because you face so much heartache. You might be down and out. You might feel overwhelmed, frustrated, disillusioned. But I need to tell you, you can lift your weary head. You can turn your financial affairs around. It's not how you start the journey, it's how you end it. You can do something about your situation. And what I want you to do tonight is very simply, I want to invite you tonight not to face your financial affairs alone, but to invite God to be part of it. I also want to ask you to make a choice tonight to say, you know what, if you're sick and tired of living in financial bondage. During the series, we're going to look at how you can set your debts aside, how you can manage your money a bit better. And we are going to trust God to take you from where you are and to catapult you into a place where the stress is gone financially and where you can live your life in a way that manages your money well. And so with that as a backdrop, I really believe it is time for you to declare war on your debt. It's time to break the old cycle. It's time to turn your financial affairs around and to start building towards financial freedom. If you're living beyond your cash flow means, if you're cash strapped, if you're eroding your ability to produce wealth because of reckless spending, then something needs to change. If you have been managing your money poorly, if you've got a serious money problem, you need to do something differently. And even if you've lost your job or you've taken a hard knock and it's caused you to get into debt, I'm telling you tonight, you can turn your life around. But it starts by not trying to do it all in your own strength. My first takeaway point for you this evening is simple. Today I want to tell you, you don't have to face your financial future, your financial fears alone. Here's the good news. God wants to walk the journey with you. He knows how many hairs you got on your head. He's interested in you and he wants to do life with you. How's this for a psalm? Psalm 32, God says, I will guide you on the best pathway for your life. God says, I will guide you, not on any pathway, but on the best pathway for your life. He says, I will advise you and I will watch over you. Isn't this about relationship? God wants you to have a close walk with him. Maybe you've let go of God. I'm telling you, the starting point, if you want to turn your life around, if you want to turn your financial affairs around, you need to get your relationship with God right. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to advise you. He wants to watch over you. And so it starts with the relationship with God. Maybe you've let go of God. Maybe you've drifted from God. Maybe the cares of this world have drowned the voice of God out. My friend, tonight, get your life right with God. With God's help, you can turn things around. You can get back up. You can dust yourself up. You see, he is the way maker. He can fix what is broken. He can get your life back on track. And what we're going to do, we're going to be looking at biblical wisdom and sound financial strategies that you can apply. But I'm telling you, if you want to see change, you need God's help. You need to put him in the center of your life. If you put Jesus at the middle, you can build towards a more fruitful financial future. So my first point tonight, as we kick off this series, don't try go after your chaos alone. Don't face your financial fears and problems alone. Invite God to be part of the journey. And number two, I'm telling you, you can turn your financial affairs around with God's help. You can change things around. But if you're sick and tired of living in debt, if you're sick and tired of financial stress, even with the soaring cost of living, I want to tell you, you cannot do the same thing the same way and expect a different result. Einstein, known as a rocket scientist, what did he say? No, Albert Einstein said this. He said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result. In other words, if you want to change your finances, you can't do the same thing that isn't working. You need to make some changes. Dave Ramsey said, if you want something you've never had, you're going to need to do something maybe that you've never, ever done. I want to tell you tonight, there is another way. Today, you can change. And all I'm going to ask you to do is make that decision that enough is enough. Draw a line in the sand. Say, going forward, I am going to commit to applying some of these principles so that I can get out of debt, so that I can build towards financial freedom. But here's the thing. You cannot do it alone. Make the decision to give up on some of your old ways that are not working. Make a decision to possibly modify some of the things that haven't worked. You can develop a new God-given, God-ordained strategy that can lead to success. I'm telling you tonight, you can change. And so let me sum it all up. Part one, with God's help, with a plan, with a choice and some discipline, you can turn your debt cycle around, you can turn your financial affairs around, and you can build towards financial freedom. I don't know what's going on in your life tonight. Hand the reins over to Jesus. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." It starts with him at the center. And if you're making that decision tonight to put Jesus at the center, I want to ask you, get your life right with him. If that's you tonight and you saying, "Clinton, that's me. I know I need to get things right. I've been going through the motions. I've become complacent. I've become lukewarm." Get your life right with Jesus. It starts by putting your hand in his hand, surrendering your life to him. He wants to advise you. He wants to watch over you. He wants to lead you and guide you. It starts by putting your hand in the all-powerful God who can keep you from falling, who can make a way in your life. My friend, if that's you, maybe you've fallen away from God, today's the day to start afresh. Today is the day. Tonight is the night of your salvation. Open your heart to Jesus. Maybe you say, "Clinton, I've been going to church my whole life, but maybe religion has slipped in and my relationships become more like I'm on a conveyor belt than a personal walk with God." If that's you, get your life right with Jesus. If that's you, you can just say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I need you. I surrender my burdens to you. I know I'm lost my way. Tonight I surrender my life to you. I ask you to forgive me. I thank you, Jesus, for paying the price on the cross for my sin. I turn my life over to you. I invite you into my life. I choose to trust you. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen." And if you've made that decision tonight, you need to get hold of me. I need to give you a copy of these notes. And I also want to bless you with an incredible pack to help you with that decision you've made. If that's you, WhatsApp me now, just your name, together with your email address. And if you've made a decision to start a relationship with God, put the letter A down. If you've made a decision to come back to God, you've drifted, but you've made that decision to say, "You know what? Enough's enough. No more complacency. I'm restarting my walk with God." Put a B down. Your name, email address, the letter B. And if you've made a decision to say, "Clinton, I've just prayed that prayer for assurance that I'm starting again. The line's been drawn. I'm moving forward with God at myself. I'm surrendering to him and I'm making that change today." If that's you, WhatsApp me now. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. That's 061-798-1075. I would love to give you a copy of tonight's notes. If you just want the notes on financial freedom and the life tip, WhatsApp me your name and include your email address. 061-798-1075. But my friend, if you've made that decision to get your life right with God, WhatsApp me your name, your email address, the A, the B, or the C. We've got an incredible pack to help you either start or restart your walk with God. So WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. You tuned into Financial Matters. We've got our life tip coming up in a sec. And right after that, it's time to decide with Pastor Francois Daniel.
CCFM 107.5,
changing lives for good.
The life tip of the week, brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
Okay, so we're coming to an end of Financial Matters, our first Tuesday edition. Hope you've enjoyed the program, but I want to leave you with a life tip. I want to tell you that God is big and he is limitless. He has all power and authority in heaven and earth. And he's a big God. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40, he holds the oceans in his hand. He can measure off the heavens with his finger. It says all the nations of the world are like a drop in the bucket. We are told that the human race is like a dust on the scales. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 that God can pick up the whole earth as though it's a grain of sand. And what I'm trying to tell you is that God is big. He is huge. It goes on in Isaiah 40 and says, "To who can you compare me? Who is my equal?" You see, God created the world. He flung the stars into space and he made you. And God is super huge. He is all powerful. Yes, you and I are super small, but God is super huge. And here's the beauty. It goes on in Isaiah 40 and says, "It is God who gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless." Tonight, you might be going through a crazy time in your life. I want you to know God loves you. He cares about you. He understands you. He wants you to bother him with your problems, and he offers strength to the weak. Here's the big thing. Take this home with you tonight. There is a big God. You might be insignificant. Your life might be in trouble tonight. Surrender your life to Him. The Bible ends in Isaiah 40 with these words. Even young people sometimes become weak and tired. Even young men fall and become exhausted. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and shall not faint. I want you to know today, God is huge and He loves you. He is supreme. He's the God of all the people of the world. And the Bible says, is anything too hard for Him? And I want you to know tonight that nothing, absolutely nothing, is too hard for God. He knows what's happening in your life tonight and He has the solution. He loves you. And He's made a way for all people to come into a relationship with God. So let me sum it up here tonight. God is big. He is super huge. He is all-knowing, all-powerful. He is limitless. Yet, even though we are so small, He cares for you. He loves you. He has the solution to your problem. And He wants a close walk with you. And so this is where you come in. Why wouldn't you put your faith in our super huge God and make Him the center of your life if He, the creator of the world, wants to do life with you? Let me sum it all up. You know, there was a problem called sin. This sin cut us off from God's best. But on the cross, Jesus Christ paid the full price for our sins and mess ups so that we can come into relationship with God. And because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross, tonight you can know Him as your Lord and your Savior. He is the all-powerful God. He is supreme and He wants a relationship with you. Are you in a relationship with God? My friend, if not, put your hand in our super huge God's hand. Be reverent before Him. Surrender your life to Him. He cares for you. He wants the best for you. He wants to help you through life. He wants a close walk. He's made a way for your eternity. He's made a way for forgiveness of sin. And He's made a way that you can enter into a relationship with Him. My friend, if that's you, call on Him now. You can just say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I need you. I know I'm lost. I surrender my life to you. I ask you to forgive me. I thank you for the price you paid for me on the cross. I surrender my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen." My friend, we come to an end of Financial Matters for this Tuesday evening. If you've made that decision to surrender your life to Jesus, WhatsApp us now. 061-798-1075. Just WhatsApp me your name, your email address, the letter A if you've made a first time decision, the B if you're coming back to God, the C if you've prayed that prayer for assurance. As a gift from us at CCFM, we've got an incredible ebook to help you either start, restart, or reset your walk with God. So WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Well, we've come to an end of Financial Matters for this Tuesday evening. Awesome sharing the last hour with you. Don't forget, if you want a copy of the notes, WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. I'm telling you, with God at your side, you can face tomorrow. With God at your side, He can move mountains. Put your hope in Him and never ever let Him go.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Okay, Pastor Francois Daniel up next with Time to Decide. From myself, Clinton, go well, God bless, keep your eyes on Jesus. And I pray that the season ahead will be bright and greatly blessed.